I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Jean-Baptiste Pater's garden party depicts a group of aristocrats gathering in a lush and beautiful landscape. Men and women dressed in elegant clothing lounge and enjoy their afternoon in nature. A musician plays, and an African servant serves refreshments, while couples engage in casual conversations, flirtations, and embrace one another. A statue of Venus shows her bare behind on the left, adding to the whimsy and playfulness of the amorous scene. The brushwork is feathery, especially in the wispy trees and leaves that frame the composition. The color palette consists of cool pastels like blues, pinks, and greens. These colors, combined with the wistful encounters of the aristocrats, create a mood of extravagant serenity. Pater's painting is in the Rococo style, which became popular in France in the 18th century. This style of painting is characterized by its light colors and curved forms, and its most common subjects are nature, youth, and the elite aristocratic garden party known in French as a fête champêtre. Depictions of these gatherings were popularized by French artist Jean-Antoine Watteau and emphasized the aristocrats' high status in society and their tendency to spend their days engaging in leisurely and romantic pastimes. Pater was Watteau's apprentice and was able to study his style firsthand. In both style and subject, Pater's garden party is a perfect example of Rococo painting. We'd like to thank Ball State student Samantha Kirchner for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit besu.edu/DOMA.